This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany. Never miss a moment.
This week on the Morning Journey podcast, Mark and Brittany ask you to share the app and pin the app as well. You can sign up for Tuesday Tasty Treats, and it's time for March Madness. Get those NCAA brackets filled out. Also, did you know there's an easy way to shuck corn? And Mark and Brittany give you their hot takes.
If you have the My Journey FM app, then one of the things you know is that it is great when you travel, taking a trip, and you won't be able to listen to the journey on the radio, but you can have all the music you enjoy when you download the My Journey FM app. Why not share that with someone that they can take that with them as well?
It's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to My Journey FM in your Apple or your Android device, click on it, download it, and then share it with a friend. It's a great way to spread hope and encouragement to others. And so if you're listening to the app, please share the hope of Christ today.
Well, you've heard us asking you to share the My Journey FM app the last few weeks, asking you to share the app with friends and family. Maybe they don't get to hear the journey where they live on the radio, but they could always listen on the app. Something fun coming a little bit later this morning on our Facebook page. It's called Pin the App Map.
Yes, we are going to map the app. So if you have the My Journey FM app, download it on your phone or tablet. Where are you listening from? You'll be able to let us know, and then we'll add, like, you know, those little pins. Like when you go visit somewhere and they're like, pin where you're from. We're going to do that digitally on our Facebook page. So make sure you follow us on Facebook, My Journey FM on Facebook. And then you can pin the app. And if you don't have the app yet, you can download the app, My Journey FM, in your Apple or your Android store. But this would be a fun way to just check in and see where people are listening all over the world.
Yeah, we've had people from Italy. We know people have listened in Australia and then different states. So yeah, a lot of fun.
Start on a positive note. You're on the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, you can get your office signed up for Tuesday's Tasty Treats. This is a great way for you and your office mates to have a nice break in the middle of the day when the journey stops by and delivers treats.
We do this once a month. We deliver treats from Sweet Indulgence Bakery to your office. And the only thing you have to do is sign up, myjourneyfm.com, and we could be delivering to you. But we can't do that unless you sign up. So make sure you get it done.
Good company makes for a great day. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, let the madness begin. March Madness, the college basketball tournament, is here. There are a lot of people that are going to spend part of the workday filling out their brackets.
No one's getting work done today, that's for sure. I filled mine out. I am set. So we have a little work group here doing these brackets. And I think this is probably the worst bracket I've ever had.
You think so?
I think so, which means I might actually have a chance at winning because I don't feel good about any of it.
Yeah.
So,
About Duke? Do you feel good about Duke?
I do feel good about Duke this year. I picked them winning it all, as always. I mean, I always pick them, and I thought they were going to win it last year. They had a really good shot, and they lost. So, we'll see what happens. As long as they're in it, I have something to cheer for, but I'm pretty sure my bracket's going to be busted like game one. Are you filling yours out now?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
So. There's so many different tactics, too. Like, I thought about flipping a coin, and I did that, like, twice, and it was against what I had already picked, and I said, forget it. I'll just stick with my picks.
Yeah, some people now use AI to do their picks. So
not a bad idea.
Yeah, so you could check that out, maybe. Yeah.
Some people just check with the experts. I just realized that Clemson's, like, lead, like, player is out, and I didn't realize that, and I had them, like, pulling the upset against Florida, so whoops.
The people that I like in these office brackets are the people that do not follow basketball at all, and they will pick their teams based on either the color of the uniform
or the mascot.
Like and they win.
I should have picked on mascot. I think that would have been a fun one, picking based on mascot. I should have done that, man. Maybe next year.
I turn y'all on in the morning when I get in my truck.
It's helpful when I'm taking the kids to school.
Here we go.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
So I saw this video and it is like the cutest thing ever. It's a girl and her grandmother and she's making dinner and she shows her grandmother a new way to shuck corn. Now, if you've ever shucked corn before, you know that you got to peel all the stuff off and then you got to peel all the little fine hairs off of it. And it takes forever.
It is a long process.
Yeah, because you don't want to eat those little hairs.
No,
it's
you
almost
don't.
Like when you peel the banana and you have the strings on it, you got to get those off too. So I need to try this, but the idea is you take an ear of corn and you take a wet paper towel and you just wrap it in a wet paper towel. And then when you're ready to shuck it, you unwrap it, you take a knife and you cut the end off, but you cut like 3 or 4 inches from like the very end of the stalk. Then you grab it by the hairs at the top with the wet paper towel and you just squeeze it and the whole ear just pops out.
Really?
It pops out with no strings on it or anything.
So you've seen this.
I've watched the video several times, and the grandma is so cute. She's like, what? Show me that again. Where have I been all these years? Like, she's freaking out. And I was freaking out, too, because she's like, look how clean it is. So you don't have to go back and, like, scrub it or pick the hairs off or anything.
We need to bring one in one morning.
We do.
And let's try
and test it. Yeah. Test it out and see. When is corn season? Not now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it in the grocery store now. So I am clearly not a farmer. I do love corn, but I've gotten to the point where I just buy it already shucked, which I know is a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. But it's saves me the hassle. So now, next time I see corn in the grocery store, I'll get it.
Okay, so if you have tried this,
yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Call us in. Call the Morning Journey, because we would love to talk to somebody that has done this.
And I want you to watch the video, because it's so cute. The grandma is like, what in the world? Because we all know we've been doing this our whole lives. It takes forever. So now just cut the end off, pinch the top, squeeze it out, and you got a clean ear of corn. You're welcome.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
All right, we're going to play Hot Take.
Yes.
Hot Take is when you have an opinion about something. You like this, but you don't like that. You prefer this, you don't prefer that.
And a lot of times it's an opinion that you have that a lot of people don't agree with. That's why it's a hot take. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, hot take this or that or whatever. Toby Mack was actually recently asked what his hot take was. Here's what he had to say.
When someone has Adidas shoes on and Nike sweatpants, something about it just gets at me.
All right. So Toby Mack does not like it when you mismatch brands. Adidas shoes and Nike sweatpants. Yeah. Doesn't do it for him.
So on a day-to-day basis, like, I don't really pay attention to what people are wearing. I don't pay attention to their brand.
I don't either.
The only time I do is on the golf course.
Okay.
So I kind of agree with him in from that standpoint. Like, if you're wearing, say, a Nike hat, golf hat, and you've got an Adidas shirt on.
Okay.
Or an Adidas golf shoes. Okay. Or something like that.
So if you're playing golf with Mark, make sure your brands match, because now we know Mark's a brand snob. I can honestly say I've never noticed a brand of clothing that anyone's wearing ever. Yeah. Never, ever.
No, that's the only time I really think about it. It's like, oh, that person's got an Adidas shirt on, but they're wearing Nike golf shoes.
You and Toby Mack don't like the brand mismatches. Well, maybe you have a hot take this morning. You can always give us a call. Let us know your hot take. 800-424-9594. I got to think of mine. I can't really think of anything that really, like, I'll think about it. 800-424-9594 if you have a hot take this morning.
We are playing Hot Take this morning. And Toby Mack's hot take is that he does not like to see people mix their clothing brands. Mm-hmm. Okay, so make sure you got your outfit all in order if you're going to be around Toby Mack.
If you ever meet Toby Mack, make sure you don't wear Adidas shoes and Nike sweatpants.
Yeah, so I agree with him, but I only noticed that on the golf course. So, like, for example, if you're using tailor-made clubs, but you have your clubs in a Callaway golf bag, like, why are you doing
Mark's
that?
Mark's paying real close attention to people as they're golfing. Be careful if you're on the golf course with Mark. I've been thinking about this for a while. I think my hot take is that physical books are better than ebooks.
I agree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not alone in this. I just think there's something about having a physical book. Now, I'm not a hater of the Kindles and things like that. I have an e-reader. I love it because I don't have to buy physical books and store them. But I would prefer, if I had a choice and didn't have to worry about storing it, I would prefer a physical book.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, because to me, it's like when you finish reading the physical book and you put it back up on the shelf, you've got like that, I read that book, like that one.
Yep.
I don't get the same feeling when I use an e-reader.
I also feel like it's easier to go back and reread it if you really like a book and you want to read it again, because you have the physical copy. And there's something about, like, being able to flip through and tell what page you're on and where the next chapter ends. And it's just, it's comforting almost to have a book with you. It also, I found out, leads to better comprehension when you read a physical book, because it takes up actual, like, it's tactile, it offers spatial awareness and memory, and that enhances your memory benefits as well.
Ah,
so,
hot
take, physical books are better than ebooks. What's your hot take? Give us a call, 800-424-9594.
Uplifting and encouraging, because you need it now more than ever.
You betcha.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, getting friends together often becomes a whole lot more expensive if you factor in going out to eat, because you end up then usually doing something else. Mm-hmm. So what becomes just the money for the meals and turns out to be maybe twice as much as what you had planned. So there's a new trend going around. It's called memory mining. And this is where you get some friends, close friends together, come over to your house, and you use your digital media, your social media to do memory mining.
It's cool because it's free, for one. And for two, like, we've seen these trends take hold. Like, we've had like the friends get together and do like a vision board planning, you know, for the whole like next year and things like that. And so those are some free nights that you can do. You can do a movie night at home. But this one's fun because you go through your phone, you can recall group stories, you can share tales and stories of places you've been. I love Google Photos because it gives you like on this day, and like it groups like different selfies together. And so if you all go through your phones and kind of talk through your memories together, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be memories with the people that you're with, which is kind of cool too. And that could lead to a conversation about maybe like a trip to plan later on that does cost money, but then you get to plan for that instead of just being like, let's go to dinner and spend $60.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of the digital version of what I remember our family doing, like my parents, if we were together with relatives, a conversation would be going on, and then somebody said, oh, do we have a picture of that? And then they would bring
out
the box of photos,
yep.
And then they would find it. But then you start looking through all these different photos from over the years and recalling like family, mm-hmm. Get-togethers and stuff, like that, or a picture that's just funny and you forgot about it, and everybody gets in on it. Same thing.
Yeah, it's a really fun way to just have some memories with people, and it's absolutely free, and it's just a great way to connect.
I just kind of channel surfing through the radio.
Families are catching on.
And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
To the best way.
So now this is the only thing I listen to now.
To wake up.
My style of everything has started and changed.
It's The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, a really good concert coming up March 27th. This will be at Chartway Arena in Norfolk. Phil Wickham will be in concert, and some Journey winners or some Journey listeners have an opportunity to go. You are our winners.
Yeah, if you were part of the music crew or the insider, that was how you could win your tickets to see Phil Wickham. So our winners are Colleen, Craig, Danny, Glenn, and Tiffany. Congratulations. Yeah. You'll be seeing Phil Wickham in Norfolk on March the 27th. So thank you for being a part of the music crew and voting for your favorite songs. Top 10 is going to be updated today, so you can check that out and see if your favorite song is number one. And thank you for being part of the Insider as well. We give you exclusive opportunities there sometimes. So if you're not part of either of those, get signed up at myjourneyfm.com.
We're just going to worship. We're going to be encouraged. And we're just going to be together.
That's the idea. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Our partner invitation getting closer. Woo! April 14th through the 17th. We hope you can join us. This is just a great 4 days where we share a lot of your stories, what God has done in your life, stories of salvation, of God's mercy and redemption. And then many of you also share the role that the journey has played in that as well.
Can I just tell you, we get so excited about this because hearing what God is doing in your life is just so incredible. We hear so many amazing stories about how the right song at the right time came on and really changed your perspective or got you out of a dark place. And we don't do that. God does that. God knows what songs you need to hear when you get in the car. And we're just here doing what he asks us to do. And so we do have to raise funds, and that would partner invitation is about, but really it's about the stories. And so if you've ever given before, you're part of those stories. If you want to give early, you can do that right now at myjourneyfm.com. You can learn more about partner, get all the dates, but April 14th, we hope that you will join us.
Hosts that make you feel like family. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
If you go to the My Journey Facebook page, you will see our Map the App on there. What we want to do is find out all the different places where you have used the My Journey FM app. Maybe you listen on a daily basis to the Journey on the radio, but on vacation, you take the app along with you. Or if you're listening in another state or another country, we would love to find out.
We're going to let it build up here for a while, and then we're going to add pins to the map, just like when you go visit somewhere new and they have a map on the wall and they're like, pin where you're from. So we're doing that via the app. So far, we've had people check in. Pam listens in Cape Charles, Angela in Hampton Roads. Jeff listens to the app in Highland, Indiana. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
So we've had quite a few people checking in from the Virginia, North Carolina area. But yeah, already some other states on there as well. And you can add yours, My Journey FM on Facebook. We'd love to see where you're listening to the app. And if you're listening in the listening area, be sure to tell your friends and share the app with them.
Some great music. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
At your church, on the back of the chairs or the back of the pews, you may have those connection cards. Those are the cards where somebody fills out if they're maybe a first-time visitor or if they want to meet with somebody on staff or join the church, so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, I remember these.
Yeah. So this one church, a little boy decided he would fill out the connection card. He wasn't happy.
He wasn't. He said, I'm here for the second time today, and I'm upset because I'm being forced here with an interruption to my Lego building time.
The church said it was probably the most honest card that they had received. They had a great reply. Sorry, Corbin, that your Lego time was interrupted, but we get it. Hopefully you were able to finish building when you got home from church.
It's one of those things, too, like kids in the big service. I call it the big service, but if you're not like in the nursery or in like a kids program, it can be kind of boring. And so maybe just bring the Legos to church and like let him play with Legos in the pew. I don't know, but that's pretty funny. He was like, I don't want to be here. I want to be at home playing Legos.
Yeah, if you want a child's opinion, they will give it to you.
That is for sure, whether you ask for it or not.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.